Hey there, SLP. You are listening to this podcast, so I know that you love to listen to podcasts. And if that is the case, then I know that you are going to love my secret private podcast, Secondary Secrets for SLPs. Its 6 short episodes will have you walking away feeling refreshed and inspired and ready to take on those challenging secondary speech students. So if you work with grades 4 through 12, and are in a planning rut or wanting some fresh new ideas to keep your students motivated, make sure you head to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets. You are not going to find this podcast in your iTunes podcast search browser. You can only get access by going to that link. So head to it now. It is 6 short episodes that you can listen to it in under an hour, like totally Netflix binge-worthy. I made this just for you, and I know you are going to love it. SLPs have been telling me already that it has changed their way for working with their older speech students. So head on over, again, to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets or use the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Now let's head on to this week's episode of SLP Coffee Talk. Welcome to SLP Coffee Talk, the podcast designed exclusively for speech-language pathologists who work with older students, grades 4 through 12. I am your host, Hallie Sherman, your SLP behind Speech Time Fun, the Speech Retreat Conference, and the SLP Elevate membership. And I'm thrilled to bring you conversations, strategies, and insights that will give you the jolt of inspiration that you need. Whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, on a break in between sessions, or even during a well-deserved relaxation time, I am here for you each and every week. Let's do this, SLPs. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. Today, I want to talk all about interest-based therapy and how you can use it to get your students more involved, more engaged, and seeing more results. So what is interest-based therapy? It's a therapeutic approach that incorporates students' personal interests, passions, and preferences, so in incorporating it into your therapy session. Instead of teacher-led or SLP-led therapy, like, hey guys, this is what we're doing today, and we're going to talk about lions, and your students are scared of lions or hate lions, can you imagine how they are not going to be as excited about the lesson? We struggle often about keeping our students engaged and motivated, especially our older ones. They are lifers. They've been coming to speech for years. They are bored of it. They are tired of it. They're embarrassed about it. They are aware of their academic difficulties and they don't want to be doing it anymore. So instead of fighting the fight and just saying, this is what we're doing because I said so, because I need to meet this goal or get this many trials of data, instead of focusing on the data that we need to collect, how about we switch and flip the script and focus more on their interests and showing them, hey, what we are doing can be fun and relevant to you. Okay. So it makes therapy relevant for them, but it makes it also fun. And it also keeps our students just more engaged and shows them that like learning can be fun. Okay. So what is interest-based therapy? It's personalization. It's tailoring our therapy sessions to include activities, topics and materials that resonate with our students' personal interests. Whether it's a sport, a character, a hobby, subject matter, if your students are obsessed with Taylor Swift, find some Taylor Swift articles and incorporate it. And you can work on any possible goal with it. Okay, you can work on WH questions, you work on summarizing, you can work on character traits, pull out some Taylor Swift lyrics, and you can work on some R sound or whatever articulation goal. You can problem solve. What would Taylor Swift do in these different social situations, whatever it might be. Okay. If your students are obsessed with space, incorporate space. It doesn't have to be elaborate. You don't have to be doing a whole classroom makeover and turning your whole therapy room into a spaceship. If you can do it, that's great. But how can you maybe just watch some YouTube videos on go into space, read about some astronauts, whatever it might be? How can you work on a variety of goals? You can literally take any activity and work on any possible goal. If you've been following me for a while, I can talk about that till I'm blue in the face. But how can you tailor it to be personalized to them? And this is where like learning about your students and building that rapport and knowing what they're interested in is so essential. And I talk about this often inside of SLP Elevate. I give SLPs tools on Interest Finder and a place where they can document all their students' interests so they have a place to house it, because it is so essential. And there's so much data and evidence to prove that if your students are motivated, they're going to make more progress. They're going to be much more interested in the activity, and they will then show the progress that you can take the data on later on. Okay. What else is interest-based therapy? Use engagement as a tool. Leveraging these interests can capture your students' attention and make the learning process more enjoyable and relatable. We don't want our activities to be so isolated in our therapy bubble, in our closet, where they may leave, they're not carrying over these skills. If we're incorporating their interests, it's going to be much more relatable and more something that they can carry over outside of our speech rooms. And we can integrate it with our therapy goals. We can carefully align our students' interests with the specific goals that we are working on. Okay. Again, if your students are into sports and vocabulary, you can work on narrative skills, articulation with a sports article or a video about a specific player. There's so many free things out there, whether it's Wonderopolis, News ELA, using YouTube. There's so many resources out there where you can find high interest materials related to your students' interests. Okay. So interest-based therapy is basically using your students' interests and using it to incorporate the activities and materials that you use to work on any possible goal. By doing so, it's going to lead to more compliance. Our students will have less resistance to our activities and be more willing to work with us. It's going to increase motivation. When our therapy activities are interesting and enjoyable, our students are more likely to be intrinsically motivated. We won't need that prize box anymore. Many of you are sick of the prize box. That is, it's not necessary for your older speech students. And that's something like that's a soapbox for a whole nother day, that if you use your students' interests, you don't need to invest in a prize bin anymore. Your older students don't need that. We want our students to be intrinsically motivated and doing so, but you can do that by using their interests and getting those quick wins and showing them that they can be successful. Motivation can lead to more enthusiastic participation in sessions. Less eye rolls. Less, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Okay. Reduction in resistance. Students can show resistance or disinterest in therapy if it feels irrelevant or unengaging. By using interest-based therapy, we can ensure that what we are doing is resonating with them. Less resistance. We don't want those eye rolls and being like, why am I here? We can enhance their learning experience. By incorporating their interests, we can make the learning process more meaningful and memorable. When students are more engaged, they're more likely to absorb and retain information. Now, I know the classroom teachers can't easily do this. Like, they have to talk about mitochondria and three branches of government or whatever they are talking about in the classroom. But we're not classroom teachers. We are working on skills, and we can do that with whatever material we need. And I know often SLPs want you to use the classroom material, but that is boring. I hate to say it. If we use their interests, we will enhance the learning experience and they will retain it. They're going to have more background knowledge that will help them skip some of that steps and be able to absorb the information a lot more. It also helps with building rapport. When SLPs demonstrate that they value and incorporate their students' interests, it strengthens the SLP student relationship. A strong rapport can lead to improved trust and cooperation. I always say connection over data collection. We need to take the time to build rapport. And this is not something that's just done in the beginning of the year. Your student might be really into Taylor Swift in the beginning of the year, but as the year goes on, they might be more into Selena Gomez. And you need to be aware of that, because if you're only talking about Taylor Swift, they're going to get tired of it if that's not what they're into anymore. And then you're going to get some eye rolled again. So you want to always be, whether it's just a check-in as you're waiting for the other students to walk in the room. Hey, what's going on? What music are you listening to these days? What's your favorite food? What'd you do over the weekend? Simple check-ins with your students will give you so much valuable information that you can easily tailor their lessons and activities to their interests. It'll empower our students and give them a sense of autonomy and responsibility for their learning and progress. If we show them, hey, you know, I listen to you and I'm incorporating that in, they're going to feel so empowered and want to impress you and want to work for you because they're like, wow, he or she listened to me. It also gives real world relevance. By using interests that align to real world scenarios and contexts that our students encounter, therapy can feel more practical and relevant and encourage them to use these skills and strategies outside of the therapy sessions. So again, how do we do this? By constantly checking in with our students, doing icebreakers, would you rather games, whatever you need to do to build, constantly build rapport and check in with your students and learn about their interests. And again, knowing that it can change. Okay, we all know that like whatever the hot new movie is, the hot viral trend, that can change. And we always need to be on top of what our students are into in the moment. Okay, and then creative integration with it. Take what they say, write it down on a piece of paper, put it into the interest doc that you have inside of SLP Elevate. I have a doc that I created where you can store all of the things that they mention and say so you have it in a database ready to go. And you can look for, again, free resources. I'm going to put these links in the show notes. Wanderopolis, you can search for anything under the sun. News ELA, if it's something that's like relevant and just happened in the news or this, it's student-friendly articles. Dolgo News has some other articles that are high interest and they incorporate videos and pictures and images. And then also YouTube, Google Images, open up a picture, use song lyrics. There's so many ways to incorporate your students' interests. It can be as simple as a bamboozle or a blue kit game where at the end of a session, you might need to work on something else and that's okay. At the end of the session, hey, we are going to guess the Taylor Swift song. Hey, at the end, we are going to guess the anime character. Hey, at the end, I'm going to show you a picture and you're going to tell me as much as you know about this Pokemon, whatever. So it could be the end of the session, but I'm going to challenge you to try to tailor your entire session on their interests. And that is also why SLP Elevate members have access to an archive of 36 different themes that their students might be interested in, from sneakers to cookies to anime to superheroes, TikTok, social media, YouTube, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, fast food, and more. All you have to do is just go into the search bar of the monthly resources, type in any possible thing that your students might be into. There is no Taylor Swift, but there is pop music. And you can find articles and activities, task card games, etc. on any possible goal related to all the common interests. And we're adding new themes each and every month as new things arise, as we hear about new trends and things and requests from students and SLPs alike. We add more and more themes, a new theme every single month. So members have access to the archive of themes, so you can easily just search and find exactly what you need to incorporate interest-based therapy quickly, easily, and confidently. But again, I'm going to give out links in the show notes, again, to Wanderopolis, Bamboozle, Blue Kit, using YouTube, and more. There are so many possibilities that you can use. Because interest-based therapy is more than just a tool for engagement. It's a comprehension approach that respects the individuality of each student and uses their natural curiosities and passions as a gateway to be more effective learning and compliance in therapy. By using interest-based therapy, their therapy is going to be more enjoyable and it's going to significantly impact the overall success and progress of your students. No more eye rolls. They're going to be more engaged. They're going to be intrinsically motivated. No need for the prize bin or working towards or a token board or anything like that. By using your students' interests, our students will be more engaged, more motivated, and they'll be able to carry over these skills outside of our speech room. All right. So go check out the show notes of all the different links and everything I am sharing. And I'm going to challenge you to try interest-based therapy. Try it out. Try a different approach. See how you can take one theme, one activity, one concept with as many groups and goals as possible. Okay? You can easily adapt it to meet the needs of your students. Just come up with different questionings, different prompting, different strategy, but your material can be the same for as many groups as possible. And I'm sure a lot of your students are into a lot of the same things. And you're probably also asking, Well, what if all my different students are into different things? Well, how about each session you tailor to each of them? This week is student A's turn. Next week is student B's turn. And they're going to be, that one student is going to feel so empowered and excited to teach their peers about their interests. And I guarantee, and, or you can list out 5 interests and have them vote. There is no wrong answer. That's the best part about what we do. There's no wrong answer. Try one way, try the other, and then try the other way. See which works best. See which one your students are more into. See which results in more progress and go from there. All right. I hope you got some ideas out of this. I hope you get more inspired to do more interest-based therapy versus just drill and kill. And I always end my episodes with a joke, so I'm going to do one right now. How does a computer stay cool? It keeps the windows open. Ba-dum-ching. All right, guys, especially if your students are into computers and technology, feel free to use that joke with them this week. Until next week, everyone, stay out of trouble. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. It means the world to me that you're tuning in each and every week and getting the jolt of inspiration you need. You can find all of the links and information mentioned in this episode at my website, speechtimefun.com. Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. See you next week with another episode full of fun and inspiration from one SLP to another. Have fun, guys.